Blog Talk Radio.
Man, he got you covered. He got some stuff over there called
Big Red, On Demand. Man, look, go by there and see Nate Taylor and Jake sent you. And you got a new couple of them big reds on demand, and I'm telling you that you're going to be just fine. So go by there and see Nate Mines at 402 H Street Northeast, Washington, D.C., at the Wellness Center. And then if you have a little short thing that you want to do something with, you know what I'm saying, he'll let you rent the place out. You know, go on in there and do what you got to do. You know, if you want to entertain or have a meeting or something or whatever, man, at that look. You talking about a dynamite meal? Man, they have a dynamite meal. You hear what I'm saying? A dynamite meal in there. And you ain't gonna get no pork chops in there. But you're gonna miss something if you don't go there and treat yourself to a meal. Go, man, look, that's my man. The Wellness Center at 408 H Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. I want to send a special shout out to my man, Tony Harris, who recently come home, but man, look, he's been staying like incognito, doing family stuff, hanging with his family. Man, look, you can't do it, but I got a J-O-B, and it's something that I need to have. But Tony, man, I want to wish you well. Come by anytime you want to holler out and give a shout out, you know what I'm saying? Something you got to express, because this is what we deal with. You know, ex-offenders, man, y'all can come by anytime. A lot of times we get pressed, bent out of shape, want to have grudges or getting the stuff off our chest. Look, come on by here and talk about it. You know, because, I mean, this is what we deal with. You know, crisis intervention. You know, I ain't gonna run out there and double up in front of these youngsters with them pistols and all that type of stuff. But I will go to them and talk to them. You know what I'm saying? And I'll talk to you also, and you can too. You know, I know we're tired of living and this crazy stuff that we're going through in our neighborhoods today. Listen. They're trying to get everything they can, all kind of committees and calling the guardian angels from New York and all that. And why? Because when the guardian angels come down there, they don't know nobody on our streets. You know, they want to get the on-time people back out. But you want some people out there that's going to be out there that's going to do the job, not going to stand out there from maybe 7 or 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock and then they tired and got to go in the house because they got to get up and go to work in the morning. Hire some people from the neighborhood. If you tired of being sick and tired of people hustling in front of your door, got your sons, grandsons, aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and sisters, and girlfriends out hanging out, you know, and you knowing that somebody that they hanging out with got a pocket full of something that's against the law, you know, it's time for us to clean up. Can't nobody clean up like we can clean up because we the one that messed up. I mean, it's time for us to stop destroying ourselves. We're self-destruct. You know, and the funny thing about it is that we always try to sell stuff and then destroy the people that we know. I'll say it again. We always try to self-destruct and destroy people that we know. You don't know nobody that you know hustling go up in Georgetown and sell no drugs up there. Because they don't know nobody in Georgetown. They ain't going to try to destroy them people that's well off. They ain't going to try to bring them people down. They ain't going to sell it down the police station. They ain't going to sell it in front of your door. And give you some back talk if you say so. But it's time to get the back talk back in its proper perspective. It's time for us to act like we are decent folk, and that what is red light district? We let other folk come and make our place a red light district. No such thing on the map. Ain't no such street. There ain't no neighborhood named red light district. Police label it. Because we allow people to come in and cause havoc and wreck havoc in our neighborhoods and do the stuff that we are sick and tired of doing. You can't let your neighbors come out. Why? You can't let your kids come out. Why? Because anytime after a dog shooting might take place, then you hide if you say something. And I think you're a damn fool if you don't. This thing done gone kaput now. It's been gone too far. Well, I know when I was hustling out there, we used to go to down Hanover Street. And I can understand what people were saying then, because I sure didn't see how to look wet until where I live until people start telling me to go home. Where you live at, and so I did. So I moved up on up the street, and I moved up there, and I saw a sign right there on my doorstep. You know, but how many guys are gonna do that? They ain't gonna do it. They don't care at home. But why should you do it at all? Why should you want to sell me something that's going to destroy me? And destroy you if you get caught with it. I thought I was being something slick because I didn't use it. I wasn't going to be my best customer. But I kind of found out I was my worst customer because I was destroying somebody's life, somebody's child, somebody's mother, somebody's father, causing, wreaking havoc in the family. Rather than pay the rent, they come and buy something from me and pay mine. And then when it's time for them to get evicted, I say, look at that damn fool. We can't do that. We can't continue to live like that. We cannot continue to live like that. That's what guys, they broadcast everything they do. Come sit all on your car, dent up your car, eat, drink, those liquor bottles and beer bottles and drugs, little paraphernalia containers all around the place. And the police come down, they leave it and go. They ain't thinking about cleaning it up when they leave. And they come and do the same thing night after night after night. And the rent people hold you accountable for. All you can say is, them people don't live there with me. They're not my people. Well, why do you allow them to be out there in front of your door? The police come there. The police don't know who lives where. All they know is that people stand up there talking when they come, socializing with the same people living in your building, in your apartment, in your house, or on your street. And soon the police come, they write back the business as normal. So we as a people, man, we got to think that we don't need to have our city council and legislators to pay for people to come from out of town to stay up our time because they didn't mess it up. They pay for the guardian angels to come down here, patrol our street in our neighborhoods. Why? Because all they do is getting paid for nothing, because they don't know who to approach. They be standing there talking to somebody that might have a pocket full. How would they know? But you know. You know what goes on in your neighborhood, on your streets, and in front of your door. You know. And you can do something about it. All you have to do is contact your ward councilman. Because, man, you know, y'all don't have to hire nobody from New York and Garden Angels and all the people to come out and do what we can do ourselves. Pay us. And now we won't be out there from 7 to 10 or 8 to 9 and going in and walking up down the street. We'll be out there from 7 to 7. The same way with the drug dealers. We out there from 7 to 7. Man, look, y'all can't do this out here. You know. You had to call the police on them. Call the police on the people that's buying. Look, there's some strange people that's walking them down our streets, asking to buy some drugs. Y'all come out here and see about these people. See, because I don't care how much drugs you got in your pocket, if you ain't selling none, you ain't did nothing. See, you don't have to get the drug dealer, get the drug buyer. One time they used to lock people up for prostitution. And the person that they catch out there buys a woman or a man, or whatever your desire might be, they took your car. Well, why can't they do the same thing for drugs? They start taking these people's cars. So if you catch them with illegal drugs, in a car, take the car. It's a long walk to keep walking back and forth to work, back and forth here, back and forth there, and you don't have nothing to ride in, and you got to catch a bus everywhere you got to go. Even to buy some more drugs. Give you something to think about. Give your ward councilman something to talk about. And let him spend some money on you. That creates jobs for the neighborhood. And you can be legit and keeping your neighborhood clean and getting paid for it. And give you a job. It sounds hot? It is. But it's better to be hot than to be deteriorated, because that's all we're doing is deteriorate our nation, our race, our neighborhood, our communities, ourselves. And it's time to stop. All you people out there that think that you need to sell drugs and sell guns, send them to the police. They give you money for guns. Sell it to the police. You got little 5, 6-year-old, 7-year-old kids out there grabbing guns and had the fathers put up or the mothers been put in stashed away somewhere in the house. You know they see everything. And they listen to everything, they hear you talking. So if you can stash it somewhere in the house, what makes you think the kids can't find it? I mean, you think about it. See, none of this stuff don't mean nothing until it hit home. Then your kid knows a gun in the house, he goes to school. And this is one of the things that contribute to bullying in our schools. I go home and get my daddy's pistol. Go ahead, keep on talking. I'll be back. That type of stuff. We have to think about some of the choices that we make and how we decide to do some things and who it affects after we do them. We got to think about these type of things before. Not after. We need to think about this type of thing before this type of stuff takes place. You know, come on, man. And I know some of you people that's been to jail, you ain't trying to go back. You say, man, I'm going to leave them people alone. Well, you just as bad as they are. At least you can try to talk them out of doing something wrong. Some of them might not know it's wrong. Some of them think it might be just a survivor, because when I was coming up like that, you pretty much had to do something wrong to survive. Things are real rough out there now. But I give more respect to those people that would choose to go to a shelter rather than to choose to go to a penitentiary. Had some people say, I ain't gonna live like that. Man, there's nothing that you can have other than the Spirit of God in you than not have your freedom. What could you think that could be more precious than your freedom? You think about it. Even if you allow people to take over your front step and your street, you don't have no freedom. You got to walk around them. You can't walk through them because somebody might say something to you, especially if you a female or got female teenage daughters, teenage youngsters, boys, that's trying to do right. Come on, man, and women. You know, we got to live up to our status as men and women. We just ain't dudes and guys and gals that live up the street, down the street, trying to be all right. You can't be all right with those type of people. Mothers and fathers, you have to be a mother and father 24/7. You can't be friends with your children. You can understand friendship, but you got to maintain motherhood and fatherhood at all times. You have to do that. You have to set standards for your children that's disciplined, and don't be afraid of discipline. You know, the people started this stuff 20, 30 years ago. You can't beat your children. Why? Because they weren't filling up our jail fast enough. Soon as they brought that out, the overcrowding started coming fast as lightning bump and stuff. You never had overcrowding in jail until they brought out this stuff where you couldn't discipline your child. Why? Because they grow up undisciplined and they start doing unruly things. And what, the man who built all the penitentiaries, the private prisons, made a killing off of them. And so they start paying your legislators. They're paying to make these rules. They got laws out there they don't enforce. Vagrancy, standing around. They don't enforce that no more. There's no such thing as vagrancy. Hanging around and incommoding the sidewalk. They don't bother them people. Why do you think they do this? Because they want your child to be unruly. You hit them if you want them. Discipline them, they're going to lock you up. Domestic violence. Cruelty to children. Why? Because they don't want the child to have any discipline. They don't want them to be in a situation where that they can come from a respectful family. So you have to think in terms of where you want to be. You want to raise your child in Egypt or Israel? Egypt, you know, has kept us in bondage for so many years. And we maintain that type of that personality through us, being unruly, disrespectful. Come in. So I'm just saying to all of you here, we need to get ourselves together. We need to come together as people. We need to try to understand just where we need to be as a unit, as a family, as neighbors, as friends. You know, the Bible says, no greater friend than he that will lay down his life for another. Someone, another friend. You just don't lay your life down for anybody or anything. He says another. It's what you was from the very beginning, you were speaking about a friend. So no greater friend is he that will lay down his life for another. Another friend. Of course, you can consider, you know, laying your life down for what you consider as a nobody. But what do you think these people are that run to the military and lay his or her life down for you? They don't know you, but they want to enjoy your sense of freedom. They want you to enjoy your sense of freedom. And so this is what we do. We lay down our lives for your freedom. Freedom is our friend. Freedom is your friend. Try to enjoy it and maintain it and keep it. But you also have to maintain respect in the same fashion. You need to have your respect. You need to have your freedom. And so you have to do, there's people go over across the seas and over in these other countries and die so that you can maintain your freedom over here. But you won't do it over here yourself. You won't even stand up for your own freedom. Just the freedom of walking in and out of your doorstep. Tell me, you think about it. You think in terms of what is it going to do for you to have and maintain the freedom of just going in and out of your own place where you live at, your own, expanding your own yard, having your children to play in your own yard, running them down the street. They can't do that in this day and time. The minute it starts getting dark, trouble starts brewing. I'm going to take this time out again to give a shout out to Barbara's place up there on Upton Street called Cuz. I left my notes in my house, and so I was rushing to get out of here. So anxious to get back with my co-host. You people, you know, I love you. I love you. Man, look, y'all are wonderful people. As my other co-host, which sit here with me, Earl Pope, miss him terribly, tremendously. Good guy, straighten up. You know, got a job, and say, Jake, I got to work. Cause you know, they don't pay us nothing for mentoring to you, but that's all I'm doing is mentoring. This is a radio broadcast. And we mentor right over the telephone, right over your cell phone, right over the air, the internet. Because at all costs, we have to get the message out that it's time for us to become the nation that we are. We are a great, proud nation. And we are self-destruct. We are allowing ourselves to just go down and be nothing. Why? Why? I mean, so somebody can stand out in front of your doorstep and disrespect your family and the people that live in there for $30, $40 a night or whatever little money that they make. They sure ain't the money out there now that it is, because it ain't nobody. Really, we, you know, jobs are, man, are way out there. hustling is taken back. I mean, it's just no money out there. It's not worth it to disgrace us the way we're doing for the little bit of money, or any money for that matter, to put your freedom at stake. This is gone too far. Call your city council and tell them, man, look, we need to do something about cleaning this neighborhood up, man. I want to clean myself up. I want to clean my whole house up, my neighborhood up. I'm going to clean my yard up, my doorstep up, my street up. You know, give me a job, man. I get out there, man, and intervene. I'll tell these people, man, that, you know, please don't sell this stuff to my children or in front of my door or endanger my children's life. So somebody beat with you, want to rob you or be mad at you for something that you sold them and come back shooting at you and shoot up my house or kill my children. I just can't stand to put them at that type of risk. I mean, for what? And then you tell me that, excuse me, man, I'm sorry, I was shooting at Joe Henry because he did such and such a thing. Look, y'all, that won't work. Doesn't happen till it hits you right where your doorstep is. And I'm telling you that you need to come, you know, call me if you want to. I mean, if I'm making sense to you, call me. 646-668-8573. Give me a call. If I'm making sense, give me a call. Because it ain't right. You know it ain't right, and I know it ain't right. I'm asking you to give me a call. If I say something that makes sense to you, give me a call. I know there is somebody out there that says, man, Jake, I listened to you on Blog Talk Radio. I know you did over 42 years yourself in the penitentiary. And I'm sorry that it took you this long to get yourself together, but I thank God that you did, because it's never too late. To all you people out there that's been in jail, all you people out there that think about going to jail, you think about it. You think about where you want to be 10 years from now, where you want to be 5 years from now, where you want to be next year. I hope you ain't talking about being in the penitentiary. So that's, I'm telling you, no place to be. I was a complete idiot. Thought that I was all right in the penitentiary. 42 years of my life I spent in there. And for what? I'd rather be out here facing the eviction. You never get eviction out of the penitentiary. All the old crowd they talk about, they never turn nobody away talking about we ain't got no bed space. Not to go in there. There's always back room for you. Always. And like damn fools, we always try to get up in there. Come on, people. It's time to wake up. It's time to stop leaving a bad and wrong impression on our children. You got some children going to school now that think they Capone. I mean, that's how bad they are. Because why? Because their mom and dad teaches them that. You don't have to teach them, sit them down and teach them like they do ABC. They watch them. And then they don't discipline them. They don't be home half the time, don't care about what they're doing in school, and be the first one down there ready to jump on the teacher when the child come on and tell you about the teacher scolding them or put them in the corner. Look, we got this thing twisted backwards. And so help me, as long as we keep this attitude, we're going to keep these penitentiaries filled up with these youngsters. You don't hear nothing about being old Cairo, you don't hear nothing about the jails no more. Everybody's content. Why? They say by between now and November the 1st, they're supposed to let out 6,000 people eligible to come out, nonviolent drug offenders. What do you think will happen when they get out on the street? Ain't no jobs out here for the people that's out here. What do you think they're going to do when they get out here on the street? You tell me, what do you think going to happen when 6,000 people get turned loose from the penitentiary and they ain't got no job? You look around your neighborhood. You can look around your neighborhood and see that there's people out here with no job right now. They ain't been to penitentiary. Some of them been to college. Been in school and ain't got no job. Begging for a job. So the crime rate gonna go back up again. People that they offended before they went in, might have beef with before they went in. They gonna straighten it. What do you think they're going to have to say to them? I'm telling you, as a people, we're going to have to just, put the pedal to the metal or metal to the pedal, whatever you want to do it. But more importantly, we're going to have to put a stop to this foolery. And then they always come up with a poor man's drug, a poor man's substance. We got coke was so high because it was hot. And that was so why was so much money out there, because you had to have a lot of money to sustain the coke hat. So they had to make it cheaper. So they bought out the crack. Poor man's house. How's it been about the father in his family? He got three wonderful kids. And all of them doing something individually to get themselves a money. And what the whole lot of money coming in his house? If you think a lot of money comes from pastor, he said, but I work with him every day, day in and day out. And some money, I don't have money to put in there. So I know it ain't no whole lot of money that, but they make it. And so I'm saying to me, I can make it. You know, you have to want to do something wrong. And it's easy. All you got to do is just don't have no discipline, don't have no scruples, don't have no respect for your own freedom or for other rights for other people. That's all. And you'd be right in the category with everybody else. I just refuse to get into that movie then. And I'm telling you, what is it? 40-some years of in and out the penitentiary, in and out. You think about it. I'm telling you that. if you have a situation, a circumstance, or condition that you think that is worthy of maintaining your freedom for, staying out in the street, come in and talk to me. I broadcast live every Monday, 6 o'clock. I got Facebook friends, Instagram friends, and I appreciate you for listening. Call me if you want to. 646-668-8573. Tell me, Jake, I appreciate what you're doing. I hear you, you know, and I want to contribute. If you can contribute by just calling in and say, man, I appreciate what you're talking about. I appreciate the way you're thinking. Because I'm thinking the same thing. I want my freedom. I want my child's freedom. I'd like to see my neighbors live freely. We can do this, man. We can do this. I'm telling you, we can do this. We can really do this. I'm broadcasting live on my radio program. So if you need to call me, text me. I'd appreciate it if you text me. I'm broadcasting live. And so I don't want to talk my personal business over the air. So text me if you would. Thank you. And I appreciate you. I really appreciate you thinking in that mode. Because this is a time when we as a people need to step up and say, I'm a neighbor and I'm a friend, and I would like to see my friends and my neighbors grow up to live a decent, carefree life. You know you don't have to live. To be rich to do that, you don't have to do that. The people that are living in these shelters, I don't know if they appreciate it or not. They, you know, they talking about bed bugs, mice, and all that. Okay. But they stay in them shelters. You know, no problem. No problem whatsoever. No problem. Everybody wants to enjoy his or her freedom. Some of the children are too young to understand the scope of being free, the feeling of real, everlasting freedom. You know, and so we have to give them the opportunity to grow up and be free. A lot of us are not youngsters. We're just young people, young in mind, young in knowledge, young in education. You know, we live in a big old school, a big old classroom. The earth, the world is a big old classroom, a big old school, and everybody can learn something from somebody. Each one can teach one. And so you don't have to reach out to the world. Reach out just to your next door neighbor. And tell them, man, I love you. I love your children. I love the people in the neighborhood. I love freedom. And let's just try to live a carefree life. You know, if you have to live by the people in the shelter, then live by the people in the shelter. But I'm telling you, please don't try to live by the people in the penitentiary. If you think that's a bargain, pay me no mind. If you think going to penitentiary, this is bothering, and pay me no mind, you know. But I beseech you, you don't want to go to the penitentiary. I'm telling you some good stuff. You do not want that penitentiary. So, you know, I'm I'm just thrilled to be back on the air. I'm thrilled to know that I can communicate my thoughts to you. I'm thrilled to let you know that I used to live a life of a criminal, a thug, a hoodlum, and all that type of stuff, you know. I even was a child of Colin and Nollie one time, you know. It ain't no good, you know, so they gave me a bad bone with it, but that's how I go. That's the part that I played in, and I lived that type of a life, you know. I lived that lifestyle, you know, and you can expect those type of things when you live in a crazy lifestyle. But I'm telling you some good stuff. I'm telling you some good stuff, you know. This ain't no place to be. No, when you're in a penitentiary, you're in a bad fix, you're in a bad way, you know what I'm saying? About my man Nate Mines up there at 4th and 8th. Nate, man, you're good dude. Nate Mines up there at the Wellness Center.
New messages received from him.
Look, just come by and see him sometime.
New messages received from him.
You know, come and see him sometime. You know, at the 402 8th Street. This is awesome that he's the living example of just what I'm talking about. He's not doing too well, but people talking about going up on his rent. He talking about moving, trying to find another place to go. But he ain't talking about closing down, because he's saying that the longer he stay open, the more benefit that he can be to other folks. You know, why? Because he's doing something positive. He got good food up there, good, wholesome food. Like I said, you ain't buy no pork chops out of there. But you ain't hardly get sick from nothing that he's here. Whatever illness that you might have, he got something on the shelf for you. Just like going to the doctor and tell him, well, he send you to the pharmacy to get what you want. You can go to Nate and tell him about whatever problem that you might have, ailment or illness that you might have. He got something on that shelf for you. And then if you have a situation where you need to talk to some people about a little get-together or a meeting with some people like that, a meeting place, he has that place in there for you, too. So, you know, and then for all you impotent guys who need a little pep in their step and a bump in their hump, look, I'm just telling you that. Nate got you up there. He got some stuff up there called Red On Demand. I'm telling you, nothing but the truth. Go by there and see my man, if you would. I appreciate you. That's Nate Mines up at 402 8th Street, Northeast Washington, D.C., the Health Wellness Center up there. Go up and tell them that Jake sent you, that you heard about it on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on the Internet. I go across the country. And I hope everybody listens to me out of the country anyway, because I'm going to speak the truth. I'm going to speak what I feel. And I'm free, and I appreciate the freedom. And all you people that's in the military somewhere that's dying and sacrificing your life for me to be free, I really appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just telling you that you don't have to go to the military to go across the seas to sacrifice to be free. You can go right outside your doorstep, right in your own backyard, right in your own front yard, right on your street, right on your neighborhood, in your community. And sacrifice to be free. You know, you don't have to give your life to be free. You can give advice and be free. And they would appreciate you. Trust me. They would really appreciate you. So, I just hope that you can understand what I'm saying. I hope that you understand that life ain't with a golden spoon or silver spoon in your mouth. You know, it's good to have one. You know, who knows that? They say they got the streets of heaven are paved with gold. So gold is a good thing. You know, I know some people are mad at my father because he asked for a gold ring. You know what I'm saying? But if you know anything about heaven, it's lined with gold. God loves gold. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing wrong with the pattern of it. And just want to be free, y'all. Want to be free. You know, I take donations too. And so I'm at a nation in prison, and I'm at 2007 Maryland Avenue, Suite 102, Washington D.C. 20002. You know. Man, look, I don't care. Send me anything. It's tax free. You know, you can file it back on your taxes. You know, all them things that you walk up down the street throwing away out to the right, don't throw away. Send them to me. You don't have to send me. Drop them by. I take pennies. If you see me walking up down the street bending over, I'm picking up pennies. So there don't have to be no whole lot of money doing nothing. I appreciate money. I really do. I really appreciate money. So y'all just man, look. I got about 3 or 4 more minutes here, and if I can impress you on anything, you know, I want to impress the spirit of freedom with you and how you can be free. And how you don't have to go all across sea to express that you like to be free, you know, and that you would sacrifice or give the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. You ever notice that all the people that do all the shooting and toting all the guns out around your neighborhood like that, none of them go in the military where it's legal to shoot people, and that they give you guns to shoot. They don't walk over there and shoot at them people. But they would shoot at you for what? Little kids, 6 or 7 years old, getting shot. People in their house, mind their business, straight bullets getting all up in their house. Man, freedom is something that we need to cherish, and we don't put enough emphasis on. And so I'm imploring all of you to call your city councilman and tell her, man, look, I'm tired of all this foolishness in my neighborhood. I want to be free. And give us a reason. We don't have, like I said, we can have him to come in, or her to come and talk to us. Have meetings in our neighborhoods, man. They don't walk the streets unless they want your vote. Now you want their vote, but they won't give you nothing. Call them and tell them, man, I want to be free. Come on right and talk to me now. It's not election time, you know, but it's election time. I elect to be free, and I'm selecting you to open up some avenues where I can be free, where I can maintain my freedom. They have to listen to you, because if they don't listen to you now, you have to let them listen to you during election time. Somebody will listen to you. If you have a stronger voice and a stronger determination to be free, the cry is always the same. I want to be free. I'm telling you with all the integrity that I can muster up to tell you people that I really miss my freedom when I understood what freedom is. It is. Freedom is always the best spirit that we can have in terms of God, because God is a spirit of freedom. He frees us from all of our iniquities and all of the stuff that we used to have. You know. So I just want to say with my last few remarks, you know, that people, and especially my co-hosts, you people who listen to me each week, thank you. I love you. I trust that you would support me, continue to support me. And again, you know, drop me a dime here and there. You know, I'm at 2007 Maryland Avenue, Suite 102, Washington, D.C., 20002. And if you don't want to buy a money order or send me a check, don't, please don't buy some checks. Drop by. Call me. Call my cell, 202-779-8113. Call me. And say, Jake, look, I'm in the neighborhood, man. I got 40 cents, man. Yes, I'm going to contribute that to your radio broadcast, man, because I appreciate what you said. You gave a good 2 cents worth, so I'm paying you 2 cents and donating 2 cents to your call. You know, you'd be surprised of how I appreciate that. You know, I really would appreciate that. So, you know, man, and ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate you. And again, if you have some children or child that's in your school or in your neighborhood that you feel that is subject or victim of being bullied or being a bully him or herself, bring them on the show and let them talk about it. Tell them, ask them why. Let them explain to the people why they're bullying or being bullied. You know, and we can explain to him or her that that's not a good way to be. You know, because they choose the people, because I see they choose not to bully the police. You know, same way with selling drugs and alcohol and having guns and violence in our neighborhoods and in our streets and on your doorstep and in your front yard and your backyard. Explain to them that, you know, if this is what you must do and this is the attitude that you must have, take it to where you live at. Don't want to. We don't want it here. And all you people that think that you need to beat up your wife and your husband and your kids, you know, they pay for that type of stuff. If you go to the military, they teach you how to fight and put you out there and you can fight all you want to fight. And so the whole scope of my message on tonight, wherever you are, what you need to be, give me a call and say, Jay, I want to be free. I want to sound off with this, that if you have a circumstance, a condition, or whatever that you need to talk about, I'm here every Monday at 6 o'clock, 2026 Maryland Avenue, North 8th Perry Floor. Come and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as you're respectful and that you just want to get out. This is Jake Johnson saying goodbye until next Monday, 6 o'clock. I love you, I trust you, and I want to be free. Thank you, and God bless you.